And a good, what is it, Thursday? Good Thursday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. The week is moving right along. We are joined here this morning by Dr. Robert Smith, Fort Riley Museum Complex Director. This is going to be a fun segment, I think. Dr. Smith, always good to have you in.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Brandon.
We are going to talk today here about the renovations going on at the Fort Riley Museum, and this is an exciting time for you.
Absolutely. A lot of work, but the end product is just going to be incredible.
So I guess since we last spoke, it was a few months ago, kind of bring us up to date on how the renovations are proceeding at the museum there.
Well, we're getting pretty much close to the end of the first phase, which is the actual physical remodeling, the physical building. And that entails the new HVAC system, new walls. The thing we're really, really pleased about with working with the Corps of Engineers and the contractor is that the design of the building, we're bringing a building that was built in 1855 back to its original look. If you remember the old museum, we covered up a lot of windows with exhibits and things, and now we're opening those windows up and letting that beautiful building shine once again. And we can do this with the new museum technology because we can cover those windows and keep the UV rays out and be able to show the architecture, the original architecture of the building as it was in the 1850s and even with the remodel in the 1890s.
Now, this is the Cavalry Museum at Fort Riley, and 12,000 square foot new museum, kind of reinterpreting the cavalry then.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the interesting things we're doing with the exhibit is we wanted to create some galleries, and we actually have a gallery where what was here before the Army came, Fort Riley, and so we have an entire gallery. It's called the Land, the People, and the Horse, and so we talk about the different Native tribes that inhabited the area and their interaction with the land. And then when Fort Riley came into being in 1853 as Camp Center, then the Army. And so what we want to do with the museum is sort of show the evolution of the not only the cavalry, the U.S. Cavalry branch, but we also want to show the evolution of the post. What was here beforehand, and then the frontier post, when this was the edge of the West, and then we want to finally show how the post has evolved as a training center and then as a cantonment, training cantonment during World War I, and how the post has always met the Army's mission. And that also explains the longevity of the post.
This is going to be a great museum when it's all finished. I'm looking at kind of some renderings here on Whirlwind Creative. Now, that's the partnering organization that's helping you?
Well, we had actually two partnering. We're actually, and I can't leave out the 1st Infantry Division Museum, which is actually co-located with the Cav Museum right next door. We had two great designers, Whirlwind Creative out of New York City. They're known for creating one of their well-known exhibits is they created the exhibit that's below the Statue of Liberty. Healy Kohler, out of Washington, D.C., designed the exhibits for the 1st Infantry Division Museum. And I'm really excited about Healy Kohler because their last project, they just completed the Museum of the American Revolution in Philadelphia. So these are top-notch designers. And what I can say with some certitude is that the museums at Fort Riley will be on par with the brand new Eisenhower Museum in Abilene, the Discovery Center, and the World War I Museum in Kansas City. So we will be on par with the type of museum here when we get it open.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the renovations here. What was accomplished in each of your buildings?
Okay. Well, actually, we wanted to, again, like I said, bring back the architecture, the original 1850s architecture, the Cab Museum, the early 20th century architecture of the 1st ID Museum. So we wanted to bring those buildings back. But we needed to upgrade them. We needed the LED lighting. LED lighting is so important now for museums, because when you used to have the incandescent lighting, the problem you had there is with textiles and leather goods and things like that, that you would have to replace them every few months, because that's very harsh and works against the conservation of those articles. So now with LED lighting, we can bring very, very delicate textiles in. Because our exhibits, some of our artifacts go back all the way back to the American Revolution. Our oldest textile piece is from the War of 1812. And I'm not a mathematician. That's why I'm a historian. But I know that's quite a few years, and it will degrade over time. So we can actually show these articles once again off and be good stewards, conservation stewards of these articles, and keep them on exhibit for a while. Also, there's new climate control in there, which is also beneficial. And basically, we upgraded to 21st century museum quality in these museums.
Okay. Well, it's looking like a fantastic project. Was there anything with these renovations that the project has revealed about the buildings?
Oh, absolutely. When you're dealing with a building that was built in 1855, the Cab Building, when we actually the contractors tore into it, we found rooms we never knew existed. We found doorways. The big joke for us there is we found that what we called the doorway to nowhere. It was just a door, and it just was walled up, and we could not figure out. One of the most interesting things about the building is we looked at the original copies of the original plans with both the contractor and the Corps of Engineers, and found something that was really, really kind of interesting is originally, that building, when it was built in 1855, served as a hospital, and it was a one-story building. In the 1890s, they moved the hospital and decided that this building would now become the garrison command building, and they stacked two more stories on top of a one-story building. And there was very little foundation work that was actually done to put that added weight on there. But what we found, and in talking to the engineers and everything, they were craftsmen back then, and it could support it. And the building is actually even stronger now with three stories on it. So they were craftsmen. But, also found a lot of documents and things. It seemed like in the 1890s, when the building was restored, the workers and the soldiers there would stick notes into the walls, and found all kinds of documents from the 1890s when the remodeling was done. So building revealed a lot of its secrets.
Wow, that's awesome. I mean, coming across that, you're kind of right in the middle of history right there when you come across stuff like that. Well, that's very exciting. I mean, we were talking here before the show got going, that you're going to have a Jeep in the building.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that project, because this is pretty neat how this is coming about.
Okay. Well, we have a Jeep that actually is provenance to Fort Riley. It's a World War II Jeep. It's going to be the centerpiece of a diorama in the World War II section of the Cab Museum. And we have this Jeep. It's in beautiful condition. However, we have to take it apart to get it up onto the second floor. And what the contractors have done is they have left one window operable that we can open, and we have a group of, I call them gearheads, they're military vehicle, antique military vehicle guys. And we've been talking to them, and they said, no problem, we can take that Jeep and break it down to component parts that will fit into that window, and then we can bring it up through the second floor window, and then they will reassemble it on the second floor, so it will be ready for the diorama. The other issue is that second floor, I want to caution everyone, when we decided and worked with the plans and worked with the contractors and the Corps of Engineers, we said, we're going to put a Jeep up here. And they said, okay, we've got to put more steel and support that second floor. And so they added that into the drawing so they could handle our Jeep. But that second floor, we're going to have a World War I machine gun. Our Gatling gun will be up there. And also a 1942 Harley-Davidson motorcycle, militarized Harley-Davidson. So we've got a lot of vehicles going and equipment going up on that second floor.
Wow. Motorcycles. I'd never heard of that being used as a military vehicle. Was that common back then?
Back in the 1930s. And actually, even back to World War I, there were motorcycles being used. But in the 1940s, the cavalry, part of their what we call table of equipment, they used motorcycles along with the Jeep. The motorcycles were actually used for couriers to send messages back and forth the headquarters and also do some scouting. But like that Jeep, that Harley is just incredible shape. And that, I might add, I'm going to put a plug in here. We do have that on a display in the temporary museum. That had been in storage for many, many years, and we thought that would be kind of a neat artifact to bring out to our temporary museum, something, you know, kind of a preview of what's going into the new museum.
And where is that temporary museum right now?
That's in Building 247 on Cameron Avenue. It's on Main Post, and like I like to tell everyone, if you're familiar with Main Post, we were right behind the Judge Advocates building, the big Judge Advocates building. So if you find that, just go around the corner and you'll find the temporary museum.
All right. Well, let's take a quick time out. We're going to continue our conversation here with Dr. Smith. Fascinating stuff here with the Fort Riley Museum under renovation. We'll return in just a moment here on News Radio KMAN.